for Financial Daniel speaking.
Hi Daniel, it's Amy Chu at Cardiff. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, it's going good. How about yourself?
Not too bad. Everything's good. We're trying to close out the month strong and
Absolutely. Yeah, we're right there with you guys. So thank you for getting that deal Lean Arch reopened so quickly. I just saw an approval come through. When I initially emailed you, I let you know that we were competing for this deal. It was an 80K offer over 12 months with a 1-4.
Okay.
Let me know if you need a second.
Yeah, let me take a look. Give me one sec.
Sure.
Have you guys got to compete an offer, or is the merchant just telling you that they have an offer?
Yeah, I don't have anything in writing, but this is coming from like my sales manager, Ruben. Not sure if you've met him before, but working on this deal with him. So just to give you the scoop, we've got 80K approved for this customer at MCC, but the term's only 8 months, so that's not gonna work. And then you guys have a 64K approval right now over 10 months, which is better, and it's at a 135. So that definitely beats the rate that he's talking about. I want
So what's, sorry, let's just take a look. Give me one second here.
to. Okay. Would you like the application number?
I got it open here. I'm just gonna see your original email. So, 80K over 12 months. So, like, if we could stick to our 10-month offer at 80K, would that work? Or the merchant's saying you need to match my 12-month offer?
Let's see. What I'm seeing right now is Ruben's request is just, can we get more money slash premier pricing? In this case, is it kind of like one or the other? Like you guys would be able to bump the approval or give us, I don't know, this is a tier four. Does tier four have retention?
It does. Let's just see where it's at. So tier four, it's got to be 8, 10, or 12 months.
Oh, okay.
So it's on it's on 8 or 10 months. So I could request retention on the 10-month offer, for example, and it's gonna bump up the dollar amount pretty significantly. Let's just take a look here. So if we do, let's see here. So it's 6. Gonna drop our buy rate to 10 months. 1, 2, 9, 1, 3, 5. How's your day going?
Oh, it's going pretty good. It's almost lunchtime. I can't believe it. Like, the day has just been flying by.
Yeah, same. So,
What?
question. So, do you think that, like, if we move this to retention pricing, for example, on the 10-month term, it's going to
Sure.
get us to $71,100?
All right, 71. Did you say 71,100?
Yeah.
All right. And then what's the rate for that?
It's at a 135.
135 by, and
Tier
then
four.
it's also
Sorry, my
that's for the.
mistake. It's at a 135 with 6 points.
Okay. And it's a 10-month term.
10-month term, yeah.
Okay. Before I have you like, officially issue that, let me talk to my sales manager and see if that's going to work for the customer. And did you guys want to see the competing offer as well? Like, should I
Yes,
ask for
send me the
that?
MCC. Yeah, send. I'd ask for the MCC thing. So if that retention pricing doesn't work, then I would just ask him to send over the competing offer, and I'll see if we can get closer to matching it. But it's gonna be on the regular price, and it's gonna be at the 135 buy rate,
Okay.
because we can't do both. So
Understood.
he's sort of just gotta decide which route he wants to take. I
Okay.
can't guarantee that we can get to the 80K, but it's either the 71.1 or the 135 factor paying 6 points, or sending us the MCC offer and me seeing if I can just increase it on the regular price then.
Okay, understood. Let me go ahead and talk this over with the sales manager and I'll get back to you, okay?
Cool. And then, so one other thing, Amy, and I'm sure you guys have addressed this, is on your email from decision lo about the decision logics.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So, like, I'm gonna have a conversation with our underwriting manager about accepting, and we currently don't accept it for any ISOs. but
Okay.
doesn't mean that we can't.
Okay.
The issue that we obviously have with decision logic is sometimes it only gives you like a 30-day activity report, or it gives you like the info that's aggregated isn't always accurate, and or it's
Sure.
accurate, but it's not always the full 3 months banks that we need, for example.
Okay.
So.
I understand. It's kind of just more like a question to see if we're going to move in that direction. I think we are going
Got it.
to be subscribing to decision logic just for our purposes and verifying banks and whatnot, but we
Yeah.
wanted to see if we can integrate that with our application process. And if a customer fills out an application online, they can automatically do a decision logic instead of, obtaining bank statements
Yeah,
and then sending it
totally.
over. So.
It's a good idea. It's just sometimes, as I said, like the you might only get like let's say 60 days activity, or sometimes 50, or and sometimes it even happens when we do decision logic on our end in the funding process. It just verifies maybe like 10 days of transactions for whatever reason. So that's the only issue that sort of I see with it currently. But I'll keep you updated on that.
Okay, sounds good. If you can email me, like once you do, talk to upper management about it, just kind of your guys's opinion. I think Dean's just looking for some general consensus,
Okay, all
what
right,
lenders
sounds
are
good.
willing to work with it and which ones aren't, so.
And anything else you want to go over now? Any other offers that.
Oh yeah, there was one deal that looked pretty solid, but it's also a highly restricted industry. It's called Sierra Oilfield Service Incorporated. So I just got a notification from Krista or Crystal. It was saying that a merchant interview is required before issuing an approval.
Okay.
And so I understand, this merchant does like excavating. They actually drill for oil in New Mexico and Texas, so it's pretty, risky business. But
Yeah.
otherwise, I think the file looks pretty clean. Like they make
Yeah.
over $3 million a year. Both PGs have, clean credit.
Absolutely. So we're classifying this into a solid tier based off just what I can see on our end. The good price and good deal. So that's where we're at currently, but they do have some additional questions that they wanted to ask the merchant.
Okay. Would you be able to like shed some light on that?
On the
Just like,
questions that they need
yeah, like what kind of
answered?
things are you trying to verify?
Okay. Let me try to get the underwriter on the line.
Okay.
All right, one sec.
Sure.
It's actually the underwriter manager that had asked for it, so he's not at his desk currently.
Okay, no problem.
So I don't know what you guys want to do. If you want to add a note, if you want to know what questions he has first, you can do that and ask the underwriter to provide a list of those questions, or else if you're just okay with him reaching out.
Yeah, I'll talk to the rep on this deal and see maybe what's the best way to communicate with this customer.
Got it. Okay.
If I like put the feedback in the portal and just say, can you provide list of questions? We'll get the questions addressed via email. They can probably communicate with us that way, maybe.
Yeah, that works, but it's just I think that this deal specifically, the it might be a bit more complex just because the underwriting manager jumped in, so
Okay.
I can you can put in that request for sure, and they'll, like, we do that on certain deals. It just depends on how complex it is. Sometimes it's just not efficient for anybody to, so they'll let you know. So if you want to do that route, definitely put in the note saying, can you provide us with a list of questions?
Okay.
And then
see
what we can do on it.
All right, because, I'm showing that just in our system, like, it looks like our representative has been in touch with the PG's son, so Laura's son. It doesn't look like they've really made any communication with the PG herself, and I don't know if that's something that is going to be an issue, like if the son can be able to communicate on his mom's behalf, or if you need to speak with Laura directly.
We can speak to anybody over there, really. It's,
okay.
And I'd give the rep a heads up that it's looking like it's classifying into a good tier, so I think we'll be able to get a good offer out on this one if we can get that MI done.
Okay. Can I let you know what we have this approved for currently? And just, I want to kind of see if it's going to be better.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have this approved at NewLogic only, and it's approved for $175K. If we do, like, retention pricing, it's over 18 months and a 1-2-3. It's a 1-2-3 buy.
Okay, so for us, and this is just all contingent on the merchant interview, so the terms might change after they do it.
Okay.
What our model is showing is $186,500 over a 14-month term at a 1-2-6 buy rate. So if you guys do a retention on that, for example, it's going to be at a 1-2-0 buy rate over 14 months.
Oh, wow. Okay, that is definitely better than four is actually, NewLogic's.
Yeah.
Okay, and you said this was going to be 14 months, the max term?
That's just what our model is showing. So a lot of this is really, like, I wouldn't share that with the rep really yet because pending the merchant interview, but that's saying, like, what the model is suggesting that we should do on this file.
Okay.
But as I said, that can sort of all change based off.
Sure. No problem. That's for my notes only. I won't tell them.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Daniel. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.